In the past week, we have seen the disruption of schooling by community members and civic organizations, some of whom are still calling for it to continue this week. These organizations claim to have the safety of learners and teachers at heart. However, it is their own actions that are putting our learners' and teachers' lives at risk. Video evidence shows people entering schools and organizations taking learners to the streets, not wearing their masks correctly, nor adhering to physical distancing. In addition, they are denying learners one of the most fundamental rights in our Constitution, the right to education. While I completely understand the anxiety and concern of teachers and parents, I also have to ensure that our system functions. We are, like our colleagues in health, providing a public service. I want to thank all the schools that have quietly and professionally supported, even when anxious, the decision to continue teaching and learning, and have taken the steps asked of them to ensure safety at our schools. They have certainly shown the teamwork that is crucial for us to navigate through this pandemic, which is affecting all of us.